This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing you a brand new guest. I've been looking at this company for the last 6 or 7 months. It came across my radar, and I said to my team, we've got to get this guy on our show. They're actually crushing it. Let me give you a little bit of background of the company and the metrics. In 2015, they did $10.7 million in revenue. In 2017, they did $17.8 million. That's over a 70% increase. The second quarter of 2017, they did over 70% increase. And in the second quarter, $6.83 million compared to $3.98 million from the year before. We're talking no other than Zoom Telephonics, Inc. They trade on the OTCQB, ticker symbol ZMTP. And with us today is the CEO, Frank Manning. Frank, welcome to the show.
I'm very happy to be here, Everett. Thank you.
You know, give my listeners a little bit about statement of who you guys are and what you do, and then we're going to get into the Q&A.
Okay, sure. Well, Zoom Telephonics makes products for connecting to the internet, and our biggest product area by far is cable modems, and we mainly sell those through the best U.S. electronics retailers, and some of our customers are Best Buy, Walmart, Target, Micro Center, and Amazon. And some people aren't sure why people would buy a cable modem, and the reason is that Comcast, Cox, and many other cable service providers typically charge $10 per month for a cable modem.
Yeah, right.
So if you buy a cable modem, you can save that money and at the same time get great internet access. And then finally, I should mention that besides selling cable modems or producing them, we also make other internet access products, including Wi-Fi routers and cellular modems.
Yeah, you guys are really knocking it out of the parks there. And then, correct me if I'm wrong, you guys are thinking about acquiring maybe a letter of intent also of another company, right?
Well, we actually have a license. I think you're probably talking about the fact that we have a license to the Motorola brand for cable modems. And then more recently, we expanded the license to also include Wi-Fi routers and range extenders.
Exactly.
And related products. So that license is very important because Motorola is such a respected brand, and it was very difficult to get that license. They care a lot about the quality of the products made under that brand.
So Frank, tell my listeners, how do you guys make your money? What does Zoom Telephonics do?
Well, we produce cable modems and we sell them to, as I mentioned, the big retailers, primarily. We also sell to other accounts, but by far our strength is with the big retailers, like I mentioned, Best Buy, Walmart, Amazon. And we're Boston-based, and we support the products out of Boston. And I co-founded the company, actually, quite a long time ago. And, you know, we're very proud of the products we make.
Well, you know, tell me a little bit about your MTRLC division. What is that all about?
Sure. We created that division because we made the decision that we wanted to market our Zoom brand modems through Zoom, our corporate, our main corporate entity, but that we wanted to put all the Motorola products under MTRLC to make a clear distinction between Zoom and MTRLC. So some people ask us, well, is it the same product with just a different name? And absolutely, the answer is no. The Motorola brand for us is our premium brand, and we put a lot of extra good stuff in the product. For instance, Wi-Fi is very important to customers, and we have a feature called Power Boost that brings the power of the Wi-Fi signal up to the FCC limit. It doesn't exceed the limit, but it goes right up to it, so you get the maximum possible power. We also put a lot of care into making the products robust in terms of things that can hurt a modem, like lightning strikes or power surges. And just generally, for the Motorola brand, we make an extra effort to for great features and great quality.
You know, I asked you on the show for a couple of reasons. Just recently, your second quarter came out. You crushed it. Over 70% revenue more than last year's quarter. I think you did $6.83 million this second quarter compared to $3.98 million from 2016. So my question to you is, what accounts for this growth? Are we seeing it domestically or internationally or both?
It's really domestic, and the reason is that the United States is unique, and I think only one other country in the world, Germany, has a retail market for cable modems. Normally, they're provided by the service provider, but the U.S. Congress in 1996 made a point to promote retail cable modems, and so the United States has the benefit of healthy competition in that area and a lot of improved product because of that competition. So the answer to your question is really the vast majority of our business is domestic, and that'll probably remain true, although some of our new products, like the routers and range extenders, definitely have an international sales opportunity. So we do expect growth internationally, but our most important market is the United States.
My guest today is Frank Manning. He's the CEO of Zoom Telephonics, Inc. They trade on the OTCQB, ticker symbol ZMTP. You know, speaking of new products, I was reading one of your press releases. You guys are going to come out with some new products. You're going to introduce them this year. How many and when are they going to be coming out?
Okay, well, it's a lot. And so let me just summarize some of the things we're doing. One thing we're doing is continuing to expand our cable modem line, since that's where a lot of the action is. And we just introduced in the second quarter a cable modem with DOCSIS 3.1, which is the new standard and for even higher speed cable modems. And Cox and especially Comcast are really promoting DOCSIS 3.1 heavily, so we're proud of that product. It's getting great reviews on Amazon and Best Buy and places like that. In Q3, we expect to be shipping cell modems. We just got our cell modems approved by, or certified by AT&T, and they've actually started to send some customers our way for those products. And those products are primarily for machine-to-machine communication, but where one machine's talking to another one through the internet and the cell system. In Q3, we also believe that we will introduce what's called a MoCA adapters. And MoCA adapters use the coax cable that you may have in your home for cable TV, typically.
Absolutely.
And they give you very high-speed connection between, for instance, a router that you might have in one room and an HDTV or a game station or something like that very far away. They connect through the cable using the MoCA adapter. And then we may introduce in Q3, late in the quarter, at least one new router. We're working on two new routers for this year. I'm sure we won't get both out in Q3, but we'll definitely get them out this year. And then in Q4, we will be introducing three new cable modems, including one with telephony. We'll be introducing a DSL product, which is basically broadband through the phone line. And most exciting for me, and I think we'll get them out in Q4, but I don't want to guarantee it because it's a very challenging thing we're doing. We have a line of cellular sensors. So they're sensors that connect to your phone or through to your browser through the cell network. And we have a sensor working here. We're still finishing it, but it's mostly working, that can sense temperature, humidity, flood, like water in your basement or whatever. Acceleration, which includes earthquakes, light, and your voltage level, whether you still are getting power or whether you're using its backup battery. So it's a lot of good things for monitoring your home and making sure that things are okay. One thing that surprises some people is that insurance companies pay more money out for floods in people's homes than they do for fires. And so
that's amazing.
Yeah, it is amazing. But I can speak from personal experience. I've never had a a fire in my home, but I have a second home in New Hampshire, and I'm sorry to say it's had two floods already, where in one case the pipe burst, and in another case there was another disaster. And so that this product line isn't for me alone, but definitely I'll be one of the first users.
You know, you guys are experiencing a lot of dramatic growth over there selling through the U.S. retailers, but Amazon especially, why is that so strong?
Well, that's a good question. Of course, Amazon itself is experiencing dramatic growth, but that's not the main reason we're doing so well. We have a big share of their big cable modem business, and we have that share for a few reasons. One is that our cable modem products are ranked very high by Amazon customers. Out of the seven main cable modem products we have on Amazon, six are 4.5 stars, which is a very high rating. And of those six, five of the six are Amazon's choice for their category.
Wow.
So you probably know Amazon will say, for this cable, let's say it's a AC1900 cable modem,
right,
one with really advanced Wi-Fi, they pick their choice, and it's usually us. And then finally, I would just point to the fact that we really put a lot of focus on selling through Amazon, and we're good at it. So we make sure that we present our products well, support them well, and ship them quickly and with very good quality. So it's a big effort, but it's worth it. I mean, that's a very, very, very powerful account.
Absolutely. We've been talking to Frank Manning, co-founded the company in 1977 in Boston, Zoom Telephonics. They design, they produce, market, and support cable modems and other communication products. What I want to ask you, Frank, if I was listening to this interview and I see your stock at 210, you feel your company is undervalued here with the projections you guys are going to be probably bringing along here in 2017?
Well, obviously, I can't predict the future, but I think it is. I think that we have a lot of growth expected from what we've already produced, the cable modems we already have that we're seeing. You know, very significant sales increases, and we have very exciting new products coming. So, again, I can't predict the future, but I think things look very good for the company, and I hope that'll be reflected in the stock price.
Absolutely. I mean, if you guys stay on the projection that you're at, you'll do over $24 million in revenue in 2017, will probably be your biggest revenue in the history of the company. And you guys are trading less than 2x revenues for your market cap. So call me crazy, but I think, I'll say it myself, I think you guys are very, very undervalued. Zoom Telephonics is the company that we're highlighting today. I want you to take a look at it. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol ZMTP. If you want to know more about the company, go to Zoom Tell, that's ZOOMTEL.com. In closing, Frank, is there anything that you would like to get out to my listeners that maybe we didn't get a chance to touch upon?
Well, I think you really asked some good questions, so I think we covered most of it. You know, I think that we should see great growth from the products we have and the products we'll be introducing. And I also think that you made a good point to bring up international. At one time, through dial-up modems, we actually had a significant international business. And I think as we bring out a lot of these non-cable modem products, they really are well suited, all, not just to the United States, but to international markets. And we're starting to build some good distribution there. So I think that's another positive. We're going from a very little sales internationally, but I think the potential for sales there is very large.
Zoom Telephonics, keep an eye on this one. I think it's going to blow up. They're just crushing it over there. Frank, I want to thank you for coming on the show. It's a pleasure to have you on here. I hope that you come back in 50 or 60 days, give myself and listeners an update of what's going on with Zoom Telephonics.
Well, thank you very much. I really enjoyed the conversation. Very good speaking with you, Everett.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or the station.